Welcome to the Intolerant and Hungry podcast. I'm Jody and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry. How are you going, Jody?
I'm good. This is Peter.
How are you going today?
I'm going good today, Peter.
That's good.
Hey, I've got an announcement to make.
What's that?
We have a listener.
We have a listener?
Yes. Someone out there listened to our podcast.
Yeah.
And sent us in a question.
Ooh, shall I have a look at it?
Yes. What is the question? I'm really excited someone listens to this. Here it is. Here it comes.
Oh, I have an... Sorry.
Peter's just so excited he lost his ability to speak. Hold on. So this is a question from Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yep. And she says, I have an idea for your podcast. Could you allude to how one might go about determining their food allergies, as every food has so much stuff in it? It can be hard to discover what is the problem.
Is that a dumb question? Because that's what doctors are for.
Yeah.
That's what she's asking. So she's asking...
Wait a minute. There's no dumb questions, Elizabeth.
Never a dumb question here. Yeah. This is a safe zone.
So what's she asking?
So basically what Elizabeth is asking us is, how do you find out exactly what you're allergic to?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, obviously I have a number of things that I don't eat because my body reacts to them. And it's like, how do you find out?
Yeah, how did you figure that out, Jody?
Well, generally if you eat food and it makes you sick, that's a good sign that you're having some kind of reaction to something. So first and foremost, you do need a doctor to diagnose for you whether or not you have a condition that can cause you to react to certain foods. If it's an intolerance, if it's an allergy, you're gonna know. Like if you have a proper, you know, we've talked before about the difference between allergy and intolerance. If you have an allergy to something, that's an actual histamine reaction, basically you're going to know, because you're going to have really physical symptoms, rashes, hives.
Obviously, you're just going to,
right. If it's an intolerant sort of a situation or an autoimmune disease situation, quite often you have symptoms, but they're not always visible on the outside. You may know that you're sick, but quite often you need a doctor to diagnose it so that you know what sort of track to go next.
Yeah, we aren't saying you should just go cold turkey on foods because you think you have an intolerance. It's probably a good idea to check it out with a doctor.
Yeah. And to be completely honest, some of the tests that they do to find out whether you have some of these autoimmune diseases, if you stop eating the thing that is causing the problem, it makes it very difficult for the doctor to diagnose it, because then you have no symptoms when you go to see them. So an example of that is someone who has celiac disease. Mm-hmm. If you stop eating gluten, which is what causes illness in people with celiac disease, if you stop eating gluten, then your stomach has a chance to heal. And then the doctor's going to go put a camera down there to have a look at the lining of your stomach, and there's going to be nothing there to find. And so he's not going to be able to diagnose you or not.
Oh, that's a pain, isn't it?
Yeah. So they say, you know, go to the doctor first and then follow whatever pathway they give you and go from there.
All right. But, okay, I've been diagnosed with some autoimmune disease. How do I figure out what's affecting it?
Well, okay. First and foremost, celiac disease, the big one. Every celiac person cannot eat gluten.
Okay, gluten.
Okay.
Yep. We've talked about gluten, bread.
Yeah. We don't need to rehash that old thing. But quite often people with celiac disease can have sensitivities to other things as well. So basically it's a process of elimination, and a lot of doctors will recommend that you cut your diet right back to very basic foods and then try and add things in. It is trial and error. It is difficult. It is a long process. You get sick a lot while you're trying things, and eventually you get to find out. Elizabeth also said in her message that, you know, lots of foods have lots of different ingredients in them. So that's why they suggest that you go back to really basic foods, because you know exactly what you're putting in your mouth and you're not complicating the issue with all these, you know, random foods.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you were figuring it out, I remember you went real basic and like whey fruit and veggies.
Yeah, it was pretty much just like for a couple of weeks, pretty much just went like fruit, veggies, rice and plain meat.
Yeah. And then you started slowly introducing.
Yeah, but like one thing at a time. So it was like for a week, then I had dairy in my diet. Like I knew gluten was out and then I tried dairy and realized actually I felt really crap having dairy too. And then so went back to the base diet and then added in, shall we try, you know, soy, let's see if we can have some soy product, and sort of went from there figured out what.
And then you tried things like almond and you were fine.
Yeah, so nuts and stuff, I'm totally fine with nuts. And so I was like, cool, I can have almond milk, I can have, and sort of was able to build a really good base of foods that I can have and able to eliminate the foods that cause me issues. And as a result, I'm actually feeling really, really good and healthy and happy.
Now, can the doctor just tell you what you're allergic to, or I mean, not allergic, intolerant to?
Yeah,
or,
I was going to say allergies.
Or is it different to like every single individual person?
Well, like I said, every celiac gluten, you can't have it.
So some things the doctor can tell you, but some things like, say, you can't have corn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people who, just as a side note, a lot of people who have a gluten intolerance actually also have a corn intolerance because their molecular structure is very similar.
Okay.
But just saying. Generally most doctors and most gastro doctors and that kind of thing will guide you through that process and they'll help you to figure out what you're allergic to and what you're not. There isn't like a stock standard prescription for everybody except for the gluten thing.
So you kind of have to figure it out yourself. Well, based on your own feelings and how you feel when you eat foods.
Doctors quite often ask you to keep like a food diary. Of what, you know, I ate this for breakfast and this is how I felt by lunchtime.
A diary, thing. Like, dear diary, today I ate eggs. All right. I've seen at the chemist that they offer some allergy test. Is that different or is it?
To be honest, there's allergy testing. I don't know that much about it because I think some of it's a bit of a have. Like some of those tests that they do, I don't really know how accurate they are. If you go to your doctor and they do like skin prick tests and stuff, then that's a good indicator of what you're allergic to in terms of that allergy histamine reaction, but it isn't always a good indicator of intolerance.
Okay, cool. News flash. Newsflash, we're still working on it.
Okay, so we have good a news. What?
That's what we did last week.
How did we do it?
good news.
So we have some news. We're going to the gluten-free food and allergy show in a couple of weeks.
No, next week.
Wait, but it's next week.
Yeah, based on this podcast. When this podcast
it's
goes.
Next week. Yeah. Next week we're going to the food and gluten-free food and allergy show.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
You should be.
I know, because I get to get all the food that I like.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. And we're going to be there. And we can talk to you guys, because I've got a special mic thing off my brother.
Yep, so we're going to have a mic at the gluten-free food and allergy show. And all of our one listener might be there.
Yeah, our one listener.
Elizabeth, are you coming? Also, we are hoping to be wearing intolerant and hungry t-shirts. So if you see a couple of people walking around with shirts on with the intolerant and hungry logo.
What color are these shirts?
Such a good question. I wanted navy blue, but they're going to be more expensive, so I think they're just going to be white.
Sounds good. Anyway, we're not only going to be talking to random people, we're also going to be talking to store holders and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it to the allergy show and you have some questions, you just post them up on Facebook or message us or email us, right?
Yeah.
And we can remember to ask the stall holders.
Yeah, and we'll look into that for you. But also, just because we've only got a couple of minutes left of the podcast, just going to make Peter quickly try some food.
Oh, yeah. What are we trying this week?
One of my little after-dinner treat favorites. So what we're looking at here is the Bard Valley Natural Delights.
Natural Delights.
Awkward, babe. So these here are actually, they're like, I don't know, you hear about all these people who have like bliss balls and stuff.
They have what now?
Oh, okay. Like, people who make, like, you know, hippie food and stuff, they make these things called bliss balls.
Bliss balls, okay.
Just stop saying that. But basically, it's just, like, rolled up fruit and nuts.
Yeah, bliss balls. Bliss balls.
This is the worst podcast we've ever done. Okay. So they've rolled up fruit
and nuts. So the bliss balls are rolled up fruit and nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically it's just yum and they're quite good. So
can they say almond amandes. Is it just Spanish? Because it is.
Yeah, it is. So almond date rolls. So basically two ingredients in this, almonds and dates. They mush them all together and roll them into a little ball.
Ooh,
and
like scorched almonds, but without the chocolate. Mm. And they're not rolled up into a ball and they're nothing like scorched
almonds. Nothing like scorched almonds, except for they both contain almonds.
Ooh, okay. So these
here are really, really, really my favourites. Find them at Countdown, find them at most supermarkets, to be honest. And there's different versions of them. There's the almond pistachio one, which I quite like.
Mm. And if you don't know what they look like, they kind of look like the snowballs, but healthier.
Yeah, they are like that. They're like snowballs, but healthier. They're usually found in the fruit and veggie section, tucked away in a, and they're kind of like in a little clear plastic container. And they're quite delicious. So I thought, I'm going to have one because it's after dinner and I'm quite peckish for something really sweet, and I find these really sweet and delicious.
Okay, and yeah, because we're doing a bunch of other answering questions, we just thought we'd eat a quick food.
A quick food. Yeah. And these here are really good as well, because the guys that make these, the Bard Valley guys, it's all processed in like a dedicated, intolerant-friendly...
Where's Bard Valley?
It's like an American company, okay? But it's all dedicated gluten-free. I went on their website and had a look when I was investigating whether or not to buy them. And they're kind of amazing and I love them. So there you go, Peter. One in your hot little hand there.
It looks like I'm going to eat cookie dough.
It looks like you're going to eat poos.
No.
It's like a little nutty
poo. If your poos look like this, you need to go to a doctor for a different
reason. Exactly. It looks like a little nutty poo. Like it's a little poo but with nuts on it that you haven't quite digested properly.
That doesn't make it sound nice.
Okay, it's delicious.
All right, here, I'm going to eat one.
Okay, me too.
They're all right.
What?
They're okay.
What do you mean they're just okay?
Okay, so it's a date, right, with almonds in it.
No, it's not like a single date. It's like they've made like a paste out of the date in the...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's like they've made a paste out of the dates in the almonds.
Yeah. It's like I've tasted this kind of flavour before. Can you think of anything?
Delicious, amazing, sweet.
Christmas cake.
It does not taste like Christmas cake.
But not cakey.
You're wrecking it. It's like Christmas cake, but not cakey.
It's like eating date paste.
I'm just going to keep sticking with my adjectives. Delicious, awesome, sweet, nutty, tasty.
Yeah, okay. It's all right.
Melt in your mouth. Sweet goodness.
Yeah, I think it's...
Give it a score out of... Like, what's it comparable to? What's something that you would eat that this compares to?
Like... Getting a whole box of raisins and chucking them in your mouth.
I just kind of resent that you said that.
Why?
Because that's weird and yuck.
Well, it's not my favourite, is what I'm saying. But I'm sure that if you like dates, it's good.
Which I do.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Christmas pudding.
I like dates with you.
Me too.
You like dates with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, no, I like dates with you.
Me too.
All right, well, we're going to carry on eating our date balls.
Sorry, I'm like laughing so hard I'm crying a little bit.
You're so immature, Jody. Anyway, we're going to carry on eating our Natural Delights date rolls. And so thanks for listening to us today. And thanks for posting some feedback, Elizabeth.
Thank you, listener.
Yeah, if we have any other listeners out there, we'd like to hear from you. So can you post on Facebook your questions or email us or come and see us at the Gluten-Free Food and Allergy Show next weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, this weekend.
23rd and 24th, but we'll be there the 24th of May.
Yeah, we'll be there on the 24th.
Cause where is it, Peter?
It's at the North Shore.
Event Centre.
And, yeah, head along there. There'll be lots of stalls and even seminars, eh?
Yes.
I haven't been to the seminars before.
I never go. I just go for the food, like most things.
All right. Thanks for listening and...
thanks for tolerating us.